This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Row crop farmers in the Southeast have been blessed with good weather this year. Huntsville, Alabama farm marketing consultant John Fauner expects a large harvest in the area.
It's just been ideal, honestly, except for about a two-week stretch in June, and the corn was actually pollinating then. We did have a little bit of a dry spell, but it wasn't hot. You know, the nights were 60, 65 degrees, and the highs in the days were only 85, so it wasn't a typical dry hot spell in Alabama. So that's been extremely helpful during pollination. But however, you know, they did lack a little moisture, but going into that stretch, the moisture profile was looking really good. So hopefully we made it through that all right. And any of the yield checks I'm getting back from my clients are very, very positive right now.
Low futures prices have kept the corn basis high, but Fauner says he's seeing that starting to change. He encourages farmers to start locking in new crop basis if it still looks attractive in your area.
It looks like there's going to be a good crop down here, and it would probably be pretty prudent to at least protect that basis because, you know, we have seen it, you know, in normal years, you know, drop 20 cents, 30 cents, you know, at harvest. So this year will be no exception to that rule.
Fauner did say some areas of the Southeast did miss the timely rains and are struggling, but in general, it should be a good year. His company, Trados, consults with farmers throughout the Southeast on marketing decisions and offers insurance products. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.